You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Inside of a flower.
Lena?
Maybe it's like Thumbly!
Jenny! Jenny! Oh, God. She got sucked into a book. What the hell? Oh, God. Shit. What do I do? Jenny? Can you hear me? Of course you can't. You got eaten by a book. What am I even saying? Ha! Okay, creepy voice. You want me to breathe? You want me to just go with it? Fine! I'm not gonna get my ass left behind.
You're going to be late.
Today is my day off, remember?
You have to go in. Claudia called up.
Okay. Morning, abuela. Mwah. Mommy.
Lena, did you pick up those prescriptions like I told you to?
Yep.
There's another one for today. Pick that up. Oh, and don't forget, we have a shipment coming to the restaurant today.
How could I forget? I'm the one who ordered it.
What's with the attitude? Always an attitude, Lena.
Sorry, I'm just tired.
It's because you're always staying up late reading those books.
Or it's because I never get a day off.
Do you think I get a day off? No. I take care of the restaurant, the house, my mother, your father. I take care of make sure you get home early tonight. Junior needs your car. Lena, do something with your hair. Grab the lipstick from my purse. No wonder Cecilia always gets more tips than you.
Mommy, I gotta go.
Mimi said she's going to stop by and pick up some food for church. Knock off the attitude, or I'll have to hear about it from her. She is always on me about you, you know?
That's because she has nothing better to do. I'll see you later. Bye, abuela. Mwah.
Lina, Lina, Lina. Beautiful as always.
Sapo, what can I get you? The usual?
Didn't you hear me compliment you? It's polite to thank me.
Oh, I heard you.
You know, not every man likes girls who play hard to get. I am not a patient man.
Not playing hard to get. I've told you many times I'm not interested. As you can tell, it's busy today. So, what can I get for you, Sapo?
Now, Lina, it doesn't seem like you have a lot of other options. You could do a hell of a lot worse than me. Did I tell you? I got another promotion.
Yes, I heard. Your mother was in here, and she let me know.
Ah, bueno.
I'll put your regular order in. I'll bring it to you, okay? Tia, hi. I'll grab your order.
Don't forget the utensils. You forgot last time.
Yep, they are in there. Here you go.
Is that Sapo?
Yep.
Did you hear that he got a promotion?
I heard.
Ay, niña. It wouldn't kill you to go out with him and wear a little lipstick. Ay, you're so pretty. If you put in a little effort into your looks, you'd have a husband in no time.
I'm not interested in Sapo. He's a pig. And I'm happy with the way I look, Tia.
Aye. We are just trying to help you. You know, all of your primas are married. We just want that for you, too.
I appreciate the concern, but I have refills.
Ah.
Refill?
That'd be great. Thanks.
Sorry, I'm hiding out.
Gotcha.
What you reading?
It's 101 places to see before you die.
Some light reading, huh?
Yeah. Are you a big reader, Lina?
Yeah, you could say that.
I heard them call your name a bunch. I'm Corey.
Oh, nice to meet you. Yeah, I read a lot. Too much if you ask my family.
For pleasure or escape?
A little bit of both. You?
Definitely both.
Yeah? Do you travel a lot?
Not as much as I like. You?
No.
Ever?
No, but who needs to travel when you can just read about it? Right?
I guess so. It does scratch the itch.
Yeah. Then you can plan the trip in your head.
Do that all the time. Then I'll make a list of everything I need to get for the trip. Here, look.
I thought I was the only one who did that. Sorry, do you mind if I sit here for a second?
Sure.
There is this creepy customer who won't take no for an answer.
I see. Sorry.
It's fine. Are you planning a big trip?
Oh, this? Maybe. That's the plan.
I have one of those.
One of those?
A plan. You know, a bucket list. All the places I want to go, things I want to do.
So what's the plan?
Oh, well, it's more of a list. More of a fantasy than actual plan.
Well, that's too bad.
No offense, but, you don't really know how this Latino family operates.
True, but I do know a thing or two about family responsibilities.
Oh, yeah? Daddy want you to take over the law firm?
It's mom, actually. Damn, that was spot on. Is it that obvious?
Your jacket, Santiago and Sons?
It's just one son, though.
What?
She thought it sounded better.
And what? Don't you want to take over the family biz?
Do you?
It's a little different.
Not as different as you think.
Probably not.
So, what are you going to do about it?
What do you mean?
I mean, you're unhappy here. Anybody who's really looking at you can see that. I'd rather... Let's see. I'd rather climb to the top of Mount St. Helens, jump off, than take over the firm.
A bit dramatic, no?
Maybe a little bit.
Do I really look that unhappy?
Not any more unhappy than most people, I guess. Oh no, was that too... Did I cross the line?
No, it's fine.
No, it's not. You somehow just got, I don't know, smaller? Like you shrunk into yourself. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
And to think, I just came over here for refills. It's, my family worked so hard to get here. They went through so much just to have all of this. And it just feels wrong for me not to want it, you know?
I know exactly what you mean.
I believe that. Well, there is another rush coming in soon, so I better clear some tables.
Lena?
Yeah?
Nothing. Thanks for a refill.
Oh, you're welcome. Your food will be right up.
Lena! Lena! Shipment's here!
Yeah, I heard you.
Hi, Nina. Where's your head?
Sorry, I'll go check.
Go check to make sure they got everything. Remember the last time they forgot some stuff. Go on.
I know. I'm the one who caught their mistake, remember? Hey, Mommy. Do you think that maybe you could ask Junior to come in this week and help cover some shifts?
Why?
Because I've worked every day this week, and I'm exhausted. Today was supposed to be my day off. I had plans.
What plans? With who?
With myself.
Well, we all have to make sacrifices, Lena.
I know that. It just seems like...
I'm sure Junior is busy. Lena, get to the back before the rush starts. Those tables need to be cleaned. Get home early so Junior can use your car.
Okay. Damn, he left his book. And a nice tip. Thank you, Corey. Dear Lena, where to first? Where to first?
What took you so long? I told you Junior needed your car.
It was just me and Cece closing, remember?
Did you pick up the other prescriptions?
Mm-hmm. I'll bring them to her.
You're not going to eat dinner with your family?
I ate at work. Listen, I'm beat. Good night.
Ay, always moody.
Mimi called me and told me Sapo was there again. Lena was rude to him. You know.
Abuela, I got your pills.
Oh, Lena, ven acá.
Sí?
For you, mija.
A flower. Thanks. It's beautiful.
Why haven't you been sleeping? I can hear you through the walls.
I'm sorry if I've been keeping you up too. I've been restless. I've had these dreams recently. They feel... so real, abuelita. It's strange.
What is it, mija?
You know, sometimes I just want to run away and never come back. Does that make me a bad person? A bad daughter? Voila!
No, it doesn't.
Good night. Thank you for the flower, abuelita. What the? Is this real? It feels so real. It even... smells real. How is this real? It can't be. Hello? Is someone there? All right. You're losing it, Lena. Get it together. This isn't real. You've clearly lost it. A psychotic break or something. You haven't been sleeping well. This is just a daydream. You are in your bed. You're not laying in a field of flowers in the middle of the forest. Come on now. Just close your eyes. You'll wake up in your bed, back and home.
Is that what you want?
Hello? Is there someone there?
I'm someone.
Did you just... No, no. I'm losing my mind.
No, you're not. I lost my mind once. It was fun.
No, I am definitely because you're a bird and you're talking to me.
Do you not talk to birds often where you're from?
No, not really.
Well, that's rude. We are great conversationalists.
I'm not trying to be rude, but I need to concentrate.
You want to get back home? That's what you said.
Yes, I woke up here, and if I fall back asleep, I get home.
Well, you could try that, but it's not going to work.
Why not? Hello, bird? What now? You have nothing to say?
I have plenty to say. If only you would listen.
I'm listening to you now. How do I get back home, bird?
Jackie. My name is Jackie.
Jackie. I'm Lena.
I know.
Okay, I'll bite. How do you know my name?
I know all sorts of things.
Like how I get back home? Out of this forest? Where am I anyway? Wait, are you big for a bird? I'm small here. I feel smaller. Am I smaller?
That's hard to say exactly. You look big to me.
Well, I'm not. If you're not going to be of any actual help to me, leave me be. This isn't working. I need to figure out where the hell I am. Can you knock that off? It's distracting. I must have slept and walked to the national park or something. If I could find a park ranger, they can take me home. Yeah, that's it.
You never answered my question, Lena.
Look, I'm kind of freaked out here. I apologize if I'm not being very polite, but I need to get back home.
And I asked you, that is what you want? To get back home?
Yes, I want to get back home.
If that's true, you'd be home.
What does that mean?
Think of this forest as in between places. You can only get here if you are looking for it.
How could I look for something that's not real, or I didn't even know it existed? Lena, what are you doing? It's a bird. Stop talking to it.
Just because I'm small doesn't mean you should dismiss me. I thought you might understand that, considering the size of you.
Jackie, you and I have gotten off on the wrong foot. Wait, the size of me? What do you mean? What the hell? Wait, are you just a large bird? Or am I small? I can't tell. No, look at those trees. I'm definitely small. What is happening? You seem like a nice bird, so if you could just tell me how I can get back home, I'd really appreciate it. If I get any smaller, something out here is going to eat me or something.
The only person who can help you get home is you.
Of course. Well, thanks for the company, but I gotta find my own way.
I had to find my way home once too. You know, you and I aren't that different from each other.
Is that right?
Yep. I landed here too.
Landed here? You mean you flew here? Can't you just fly out of the forest? I mean, you're a bird. That's kind of what you do.
I wasn't in this form when I came here. I was much like you.
You were human?
Yes.
And now you're a bird.
A sparrow.
Let me guess. A wicked witch turned you into a bird.
Not quite. Would you like me to tell you?
I'd much rather have you tell me how to get the hell out of this forest. I feel like I've been walking forever. I think I've got turned around too. Great. I have to get home. I can't be worried about talking birds.
Any luck finding a way out?
Obviously not. I feel like I've been walking for hours.
You found no ranger either.
I like you better when you're whistling. Any chance you know where I can find some water? A spring or a river? Look, if you tell me where I can find some water, I'll listen to your story.
You can find some nourishment not too far from here.
Really? Which direction? Jackie, which direction? That way? I'm going to assume that I should follow you.
So, I was much like you when I came here.
You said that. So, how did you turn into a bird? Not saying that I believe you, but you can talk, so what the hell do I know?
Do you often not believe?
I thought you wanted to tell me a story. I can answer your questions or I can listen. I can't do both. Is the water close?
I once had a master. A cruel one. I was sold to serve him. And I did.
I'm sorry.
I was kept in a cage, unable to fly, unable to sing.
How did you escape?
I escaped in many little ways every day.
I mean, how did you get your freedom? Did he grant you your freedom after serving him for so long?
A lesson we all have to learn. No one can grant you something that has always been yours, Lena.
No, what I meant is... Wait, is that a cottage? There's someone else in the forest too. Come on! Excuse me?
My goodness! You scared me, child!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you.
Who are you? Hello?
Sorry. You remind me of someone I know. My tia, actually. Anyway, my name is Lena. I've been walking in the forest for a long time. I'm trying to get home. I'm sorry. Could I trouble you for some water?
You've been walking alone in this forest? Are you mad? It's not safe for a little thing like you to be walking in the forest by yourself. Come in. Come in.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Now, Lena, tell me how you got so far into the forest.
It's hard to say. I woke up in the forest, and I went to look for someone to help me find my way, but only got more lost.
You are lucky you didn't get hurt. This forest is no place for an unaccompanied woman. How could your husband allow that?
Oh, I don't have a husband.
Well, why not? You are a beautiful young woman. You should have a husband. Mine has just gone on a delivery. He'd never allow something like that.
Truthfully, I don't want a husband or need one. Even if I did, I don't have much time for anything else. That's why I have to get home.
Well, I'm afraid I can't help you with that. Oh, which direction did you come from?
From that way, I think. Damn it. This forest seems to keep changing, if that's even possible.
Such a strange girl. Of course it changes. That's what forests do.
Huh? Where I'm from, they stay right where they are. Do you know anyone who might help me find the meadow I woke up in?
I don't know many people. My husband's the one who travels. He's been to all the cities in the kingdom. He keeps saying he's going to take me with him one of these times. I'm sure he will one day.
So, you just stay here in the house all by yourself? Doesn't that get lonely?
Oh, I have an idea. Why don't you stay for dinner? You can meet my husband. I have never had guests. It would be such a treat.
Thank you so much, but I can't stay. I have to keep searching.
what kind of home it must be to let a helpless little thing like you on your own. Why, it's shameful, just shameful.
Mimi, thank you again for the tea and the rest. It was nice to meet you.
I wish you would just stay, but do be careful, child. This is a big forest for such a small creature to wander on her own.
I will.
Are you sure you wouldn't want to stay for dinner? Maybe my husband knows of some way to the meadow. He should be home soon.
It is getting dark. I should keep moving.
Jackie? Jackie, is that you? Where is that damn bird? Only you, Lena. Only you would get yourself trapped in a place like this. Where did you go?
I go where I'm needed.
Well, I need you to stop flying away. It's getting dark, and I'm a little creeped out. I don't know if the trees are getting taller or if I'm getting smaller, but I'm scared. Mimi, the woman in the cottage, said that it isn't safe here for me.
And you believe her?
Yeah, I mean, look at this place. I was wandering around. The path keeps changing. Look right there. You see? I keep changing. One minute, I'm normal size. Then, bam! I'm no bigger than that stump over there.
I see it. Maybe you are looking at it wrong.
Well, apparently, I do everything wrong, so what's the right way to look at it?
I can't answer that, Nina. It's not changing for me.
Well, I bet I would get home if I had some wings. Hey, you never told me how you got yours. Any chance that Wicked Witch will help me fly the hell out of here?
Do you wish to be a bird, Lena?
I was just joking. It does have a certain appeal right now. What's it like to fly?
It was everything I dreamed it would be.
When I was little, I used to pretend to be a bird. I would spread my wings and zoom around. It felt free. Is that what it feels like?
Free as... Well, free as me. I am uncaged.
That sounds nice.
Did the woman in the cottage offer you any comfort?
A bit. I had to get out of there. She reminded me too much of my tia. She's old school. I mean, she's always on my case about not getting married, not having children. She wants me to live the life that she and my mother have. To keep me small. That's how they keep you safe. They never stop. It makes me want to scream.
And you don't want that life?
No.
What do you want?
I want to get out of this forest. Mimi mentioned that there is a kingdom nearby. Do you know the way?
What about home?
I don't know. I don't think wandering around the forest is helping me get there any faster. Maybe there is someone in the kingdom who can help me find the meadow? I doubt I'll run into any more cottages this deep in the woods. Wait, do you hear that? That sounds like people! Cory? Cory! No way, you're here too!
Halt! State your business.
Whoa! Hey, Cory, it's me, Lena. What's with the sword?
I will not ask again.
I've just been lost in the forest. I heard water, and I saw you. Did you just wake up here too? You have no idea who I am, do you?
No.
Cory, it's me, Lena, from yesterday.
What is it that you want from me? My jewels? My horse?
What? No, I've...
Then what?
I've been walking in this forest for hours, and I'm trying to get home, and I was hoping you knew the way.
Strange. Why would I know your path home?
Well, we are from the same place.
Oh, you're from my kingdom. My apologies for the weapon. Please, come sit.
Sure.
I'm afraid I don't have much for food.
The water will be fine.
Here you go.
Oh my god. Thank you.
Who do you work for?
I'm sorry?
Your master. What house do you serve? I know most of the large ones in the kingdom.
No master.
Well, that explains your lack of manners and your presence in the forest.
Excuse me?
I mean no offense. My name is Prince Cornelius.
Prince? This place. Well, Prince, thanks for the water, but since you don't know who I am or how the hell I get back home, I can't afford to waste any more time.
Wait, I have to admit, I'm intrigued by your presence here. The path isn't for the faint of heart.
The path?
The forest.
Oh, right. Well, it's not by choice. I woke up in a meadow, and I'm trying to get back to it.
Strange. There are many meadows in this forest, and the kingdom is half a day's ride from here.
Any chance I could accompany you back to it? Maybe there's someone who can help me.
I am not returning to my kingdom.
Ever?
No.
What? Did you get banished or something? That was a joke. That was a joke.
Well, since you won't make it back on foot to the kingdom till morning, and I'll be far past it, if you must know, I have left my family, my royalty.
You left? Like, you ran away?
Yes.
Why? I'm sorry, that was rude. It's none of my business.
It's quite all right. I'd be curious as well. As you know, the king, my father, has died.
I'm so sorry.
And as prince, it is my duty to become king. I was raised for this moment, to lead my kingdom.
But you don't want to do it? You don't want to be king?
No.
So you ran away?
Yes.
Huh. Well, I'm sure your family wasn't too happy about that.
They should be sending someone out to retrieve me right about now, actually. I told them I went riding. I left a letter for them to find.
Won't you miss them? Your family? Your people?
Of course I will.
Then why leave?
Many questions from you.
Sorry, I've never met a prince, especially one that didn't want to be one. Where I'm from, that's not really how it works, that's all.
Where are you from? Well, now I know you do not dwell in my kingdom.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to lie. It was just easier than explaining where I'm from. I'm from a place really far from here, and it's nothing like this.
How so?
Well, for starters, not many princes. No indecisive magical forest that keeps changing. No talking birds. No kingdoms either. Not really.
Tell me more. No kingdoms. No princes.
Well, a few, but not many.
Huh. What of the people? They have freedom.
For the most part. Some have more freedom than others, but yeah, most are free.
And you, Lena? Are you free?
Yeah, I'm free. I'm free, you could say.
You don't seem to be confident in that answer.
I think we see freedom a little differently.
And this kingdom of yours, you have to return to it?
Yes.
Join me then.
What?
I left mine to find what's beyond this. You said your home is far from here. Maybe it's somewhere out there.
It is far away, but I don't think it's where you are headed.
Well, I have to continue on my journey. The guardsmen will be looking for me shortly. I have to get as much distance as possible.
What happens if you get caught?
I'll have to become king.
Is it really that bad? Power, money, fame. Where I'm from, people kill for that.
I desire none of that. But my wishes mean nothing to my family or the role I was born into.
I get that.
You do?
Yeah, my family is the same. We're not royalty, far from it. But I have responsibilities too. I think you're really brave, Corey. I mean, Prince Cornelius.
Brave?
Yes, brave. I mean, I could never do that. Leave my family? The restaurant? I don't even know what I would do with myself without them.
I feel the same. I suppose I will find that out shortly. Lena, meeting you was a pleasure. I hope you find your way back home.
Thanks. You too. I hope you find what you're looking for.
Your kindness is appreciated.
Jackie, I don't think I'm ever going to get back home.
What if you didn't?
I have to. You don't understand. How could you? My family needs me. I have things I have to do. I can't stay.
So you return home and become like Prince Cornelius?
Hardly the same thing. I'm not a freaking prince. I'm just Lena, daughter of Camila and Roberto Flores. It's different.
It doesn't seem too different.
Well, it is.
My, my, my.
Sapo? It can't be.
Now what is a pretty little thing like yourself doing all alone in the forest?
You've been listening to Feminist Fairy Tales, an audio drama podcast that reimagines the genre of fairy tales through a feminist lens. This episode was performed by Caroline Cabal Cornelio, Sandra Espinoza, Mike Martinez, Ruth Diaz, Chris Rivera, and L.W. Salinas. Episode script by Madeline Dorta. Sound design by Jordan Rawlings. Feminist Fairy Tales is produced by Jenny Bissell, Madeline Regina, and Emma Love. Theme music composed and produced by Juliana Marin. Tune in on December 3rd for Act 2 of Lena.